noisy night in New York. Protests over chokehold case.
Everybody's peaceful. There's no violence. There's no drugs. There's no anything.
Key NASA test launch.
Liftoff at dawn. The dawn of Orion.
Bill Cosby takes aim at an accuser.
Seeking more than $33,000 in damages.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. From the Brooklyn Bridge to the middle of Manhattan, protesters hit the streets of New York City for a second straight night.
Everybody's got these posters saying Black Lives Matter. It doesn't seem as if it does.
The outrage is over the grand jury decision not to indict a police officer in a racially charged chokehold death. CBS's Jim Axelrod. I can't breathe!
The entrance to the Staten Island Ferry was one of the flashpoints last night as large crowds of demonstrators surrounded police as they began making arrests. Some protesters tried breaking through barricades while officers fended them off. We found 16-year-old Emma Morgan Bennett in the middle of it all.
I'm exhausted, I'm sick, and I'm tired, and I'm defeated, and this is just unacceptable.
It was a similar scene in Times Square where more scuffles broke out. Dozens of people were taken into custody, loaded onto buses, some saying they'd been charged with disorderly conduct.
There were some 200 arrests in New York.
No justice, no peace. Prosecute the police.
There were protests in Washington, D.C., and in Boston, demonstrators blocked some streets.
We need to get the message across to people, even those people that don't think that this directly affects them.
And there were protests in Chicago.
This is what democracy looks like.
Crowds in Minneapolis snarled traffic and rallied at City Hall.
This is not just a Ferguson, a New York thing like it happens here in Minnesota.
In the New York case, limited portions of the grand jury proceedings have been made public, and there's where the officer cleared in the case had been sued twice for racially biased conduct. One case was settled for $30,000. In Cleveland, CBS's Dean Reynolds tells us that city's police force has been sharply criticized in a new federal report.
The Justice Department really confirmed what most people in Cleveland know, that it has a serious problem with rogue officers who inflame routine situations, who brandish weapons for no reason, who slant their after-action reports, or don't bother to write reports at all.
The federal report said Cleveland officers use excessive and unnecessary force far too often and violate civil rights. Now we turn to Florida's Kennedy Space Center. CBS's Peter King is there. He's got the latest on the test launch of the new Orion spacecraft.
And unlike yesterday, Steve, no glitches, no wild cards.
And liftoff at dawn. The dawn of Orion and a new era of American space exploration.
And nearly an hour after that perfect launch, Orion is into its first of two Earth orbits to test hundreds of components. It'll make a fiery re-entry at 20,000 miles per hour for the ultimate test of its new heat shield and parachutes, splash down to the Pacific in just under 3.5 hours. NASA hopes Orion will eventually take humans to Mars. Live at the Kennedy Space Center, I'm Peter King, CBS News.
Bill Cosby is firing back against one of his accusers. Attorneys for the entertainer in a court filing say Judy Huth tried to extort money from him. CBS's Jerika Duncan.
Bill Cosby's lawyer claims Huth's attorney repeatedly demanded a six-figure payday to keep quiet, jumping from $100,000 to $250,000 after growing claims of sexual assault from other women. When Cosby rejected Huth's demand for money, her attorneys rushed to court within a day to file the lawsuit.
Her suit alleges she was sexually assaulted by Cosby when she was 15 years old. The Wall Street Journal reports Sony Pictures lost far more personal information in the recent cyber breach than first thought. Sylvester Stallone is among the tens of thousands of celebrities and current and former Sony workers whose Social Security numbers were compromised. The family of U.S. hostage Luke Summers has issued a video to respond to the Al-Qaeda video from Yemen in which he says his life is in danger.
Please show mercy and give us an opportunity to see our Luke again. He is all that we have.
His mother Paula says he was only trying to do good things in Yemen. President Obama introduces his choice for Secretary of Defense in a few hours. He's turning to a longtime Pentagon insider to replace outgoing Secretary Chuck Hagel. Let's go live now to White House correspondent Peter Mayer.
And, Steve, the president will nominate former Deputy Defense Secretary Ashton Carter here at the White House. The search for this fourth Pentagon chief in 6 years followed reports of West Wing micromanagement of the Pentagon. Spokesman Josh Earnest insists there's a clear chain of command right to the president.
You know, the kinds of stories that have gotten a little more attention in the last couple of weeks about some friction existing between the White House and the Pentagon are not new and not unique to this administration.
The next defense chief's challenges will include the anti-terror fight in Syria and Iraq.
The government says 321,000 jobs were created last month, the best showing in 3 years. That's about 100,000 more than economists were expecting. The unemployment rate stays the same at 5.8%. Economist Gus Fauché.
We've had a good year for the labor market. This is going to be the best year in more than a decade in terms of job growth. We're making progress on reemploying those people who lost their jobs during the recession. And so things are looking good.
Mazda's expanded its recall of cars in the U.S. with Takata airbags, including Gulf Coast states now. But Mazda, like Takata and some other automakers, has resisted calls for a nationwide recall. Police in Bradenton, Florida, are looking for a 33-year-old man who's accused of shooting and killing his wife and another woman. Then they say he drove to a Baptist church where his wife worked and shot and killed the pastor. In the Philippines, a call for calm. Officials using megaphones are telling people to prepare for a powerful typhoon. It's due to hit sometime this weekend. Well, gas prices here at home keep going down. The national average for a gallon of regular is $2.71. But in Oklahoma City, where the average is $2.39, people lined up when one place posted gas for $1.99 a gallon.
$13 to fill up my car. It's great.
And a price war may be developing there. Another place matched the price. Then a third dropped it to $1.98 a gallon. Meantime, a line formed fast at a gas station in a small Louisiana town. People realized Supreme was going for 29 cents a gallon. But that was all a mistake. The pumps were eventually reset. Chimps may be a lot like humans, but a court says they don't share our personal rights. Here's CBS's Bill Whitney.
A three-judge panel in New York has rejected the bid of an animal rights group to obtain legal personhood for a chimpanzee. The group, called the Non-Human Rights Project, is trying to free a 26-year-old chimp named Tommy who lives alone in a cage. Its attorney, Stephen Weiss, plans to appeal.
We hope the last 30 or 40 years of his life as a chimpanzee, as a free chimpanzee, and not as somebody's slave, which is what Tommy is right now.
Tommy's owner says the cage is actually a 7-room enclosure and insists his care conforms to all state and federal regulations. Bill Whitney, CBS News.
The Nobel Prize awarded to James Watson, one of the men who discovered DNA, sold at auction for more than $4.7 million yesterday. The Nobel of one of the others, Francis Crick, sold last year for more than $2 million. That's the World News Roundup. It's produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.